This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
2:05 on a Friday afternoon at Newstalk 580 and 105.9 KMJ. Good afternoon and welcome to your Afternoon Drive, where the numbers are 490-5858 and toll-free 800-776-5858. Find the show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook Live at Drive KMJ. Joshua Weekly stands by to screen your calls this afternoon. As I join not Skip in the KMJ studio, our special guest host this afternoon, Lisa Basil's here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lisa, you guys know from Saturdays of 11 to noon on KMJ and the politically corrected podcast available on Apple, Spotify, and all better podcast distribution platforms.
That's right.
Appreciate you being here today.
Thanks for having me. I know Skip is off doing her family work.
She has a child graduating.
She has
one of her bonus kids graduating. And you guys had a graduate last night.
Yes, our youngest graduated high school.
So you got to. Is it okay to say where your kid went to school?
Sure.
Like, do you guys? I don't. Some people are super private. So.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so
Buchanan.
Buchanan. So you were at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Yes, it was so beautiful.
At 6 o'clock.
It was so hot.
Yesterday.
Yes. I had an umbrella. I had a sun hat. Thankfully, we were on the home side that eventually had shade by about 7:20.
Which is why you got there at 6, so you could get the good spot, right?
Yes.
How many kids were in the graduating class at Buchanan this year?
Okay, so they didn't announce it, and they didn't have it on the bulletin that they gave us. So we actually, my daughter and I, who she graduated last year, we counted. And we counted the names, but we did, you know, the simple math of count one row, then multiply that by the 7 rows there were.
Yeah.
And there were 615. Yes. But it was such a beautiful ceremony. My husband, Joe, he laughed at me a little bit, but he understood. But I was crying for most of it, being our baby who graduated. But then also, this was my first experience since the pandemic in being in a large group like this.
So that begets the question, did Clovis Unified insist on social distancing, or if you were vaccinated and comfortable, did you just sit where you wanted?
So they did insist on social distancing. In the bleachers, they actually had like plastic placards taped to seats trying to space it out.
Sure.
Not going to say if people obeyed it, but that was there. They did have all the graduates wear matching masks that they provided.
Oh, cool.
And then they didn't police anyone wearing masks. They just asked that people would observe social distancing and do your best.
That sounds about right for Clovis.
We had some Clovis police out there, too, that were helping. And once my husband saw that they weren't wearing their masks, he's like, cool. He ripped it off and stuck it in his pant pocket. And
it's 105.
And it's outside.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. And well, congratulations.
Thank you.
My eldest graduated, oh God help me, 6 years ago. And it really is. It's a feeling of accomplishment for the entire family.
It really is. Yeah.
So tonight, Central Kids doing the same thing. And so Skip is off taking care of that and chauffeuring and shepherding and otherwise hostessing. Family came from out of town for this, for a drive-through. Central isn't even doing the sit-down. They're doing a drive-through.
Oh, wow. Are they also doing it virtually, like for those who couldn't do the drive-through?
I believe that there was a link provided to the families.
Okay. We had that, and my parents who live in Wisconsin were watching along with us.
I think that that's going to be one of those positive changes that we get to take forward with us.
Yeah.
We've gotten so much better at streaming and
really
video
true.
Conferencing.
Yeah.
And even just laypersons trying to set up a shot. I mean, think about how sloppy Zoom was a year and a half ago. How many people are sitting there with their laptop pulled up to their belly and a real good angle for determining whether or not they're a nose hair trimmer?
Yes.
And now everybody's got their light ring and everybody's got their carefully curated background.
Yes.
Very few people have a background on Zoom that looks like mine, which is obviously I don't care and I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Well, I still go to school right now, so I do a lot of Zoom. And I see a lot of various backgrounds that are pretty interesting. But mostly it's just like a simple frame or a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get the occasional cat
that
comes up onto the keyboard. Or a kid coming in and being like, Mom or Dad. But other than that, I think we're pretty good at Zoom culture. We don't hear too much like we did last year of the accidental, whoops, I was in the bathroom and forgot to turn my camera off or whatever was happening there.
I think that it's going to be a boon to families that it's too expensive to travel.
Yes.
There's a health concern. Grandma and grandpa just don't have the gas in the tank to come halfway across the country, whatever.
It's real.
We're going to be able to do it better than we ever have before. And that's really cool.
I love that. Especially with having so much family out of town for me. It works.
Yeah. And it means that I don't actually have to go anywhere anymore.
That is also nice. Although my husband was like, do you think people would actually watch this virtually? I'm like, yes, because they're better people than you.
You know, something like a graduation for my own kids. Of course, I want to be there.
Of course.
I've got, oh my God, I don't know, 10 nieces and nephews. So I've got one brother-in-law that apparently forgot that he and his wife weren't rabbits and they just kept making more children. But I've got like, no, a dozen nieces and nephews between my wife's side and mine. Look, I like most of the kids. Not all of them, but most of them.
All right. That's a good track record so far.
I'm like 90% more likely to participate in, to watch, to applaud your graduation if I don't have to go to your graduation.
Okay.
Just, you're good kids, whatever. I don't know any of these people. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. Sure. I hate stadiums. Let's put me on Zoom. I'll send a nice gift. It'll be great.
Love it.
So we've got a press conference coming up in, about 15, 20 minutes, City Hall. For the past few days, there has been a lot of conversation about flags and Mayor Dyer's idea that there should be a Unity Plaza, a Unity Park established at Eaton Plaza. This was Mayor Dyer's idea to meet the needs of the various organizations and affiliations that may want to let their flag fly.
Very true, yes.
A press release was sent out just a short while ago, and I'm going to read it to you guys verbatim here. Fresno Mayor Jerry Dyer has spent the last days listening to the community and their feelings about raising the pride flag at Fresno City Hall. He has also received hundreds of phone calls, emails, and letters from Fresno residents who are passionate about the issue. After much contemplation and conversation with the community, along with local leaders and members of the LGBTQ community, the mayor feels compelled to do more beyond Unity Park. The raising of the pride flag is more than symbolic for those in the LGBTQ community. It's about hope, acceptance, security, and love. The Unity Park at Eaton Plaza plan is still a vision that the mayor is working to implement. But today, the pride flag is going to be raised at Fresno City Hall. That's a 180-degree turn from the conversation we were having, Monday, Tuesday?
Yep.
I've made no secret of the fact. I am a supporter of, I am an ally of, I am a friend to the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was gay, so this was not something that was alien to me. And I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, so it wasn't an exotic other.
Right.
It was our neighbors. It was our friends.
Yes.
In my case, it was my family.
Yeah.
I love seeing the pride flag.
Mm-hmm.
I am weary of the response that this is going to beget from other groups that think that all special interests should now have a turn flying their flag at Fresno City Hall. What do you think about the pride flag at City Hall versus the Eaton Plaza plan?
Well, when I first heard about this, as everyone did, there's a lot of uproar from various groups and I try to think about this from all sides, including Mayor Dyer. Like, if I was the mayor, how would I handle this? Because this is a situation where you are not going to make a lot of people happy, no matter what.
He's damned if he doesn't. He's damned if
exactly.
he doesn't. Yeah.
So how do you work with that? Well, typically, compromise. Compromise is a very good solution, although some people would say compromise makes everyone angry, which that might be true. But I thought that the Eaton Plaza was actually a very good compromise, because if you're flying a flag at City Hall, and they have said it's always just been government flags, it's always just been the American flag, the California flag, Fresno flag. And I think they did, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they've flown the POW flag before.
Yes.
And military. But that's it. And I think that that is the safest move if you're a government building to just fly those flags, because I think you're right. There's a slippery slope with allowing anything outside of government to fly their flag. And I'm with you. I actually like seeing the Pride flag as well. I know some people don't. And that's why some people have pushed back on it. But my pushback on this allowing it being at City Hall would be, who else's flag is going to get to fly there?
Man, I'm really torn here, because I don't think that there's anything wrong with flying the Pride flag. I just don't.
At City Hall, are you saying?
Even at City Hall, I don't have a problem with.
Yeah. Okay.
When you've got different, I want to call them affiliations, but that's not the right word either, because the nature of the affiliation or the affinities are not all equal. It's one thing to be gay. It's another thing to be of a particular political persuasion.
Sure. One thing's chosen, the other one's not.
Concur. And yet I would consider it a terrible injustice to say we are not going to acknowledge Lincoln's birthday or Reagan's birthday.
Okay.
That we are not going to acknowledge, like, the Veterans Remembered flag is this brilliant project that came out of Merced and the Jefferson area. The Veterans Remembered flag is appreciated by veterans groups.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe at this time it has any official recognition.
I don't know. Yeah.
I would have no problem at all seeing that flag flying at Fresno City Hall.
And I think that's one that I don't think anyone would really.
If you have a problem with a Veterans Remembered flag flying in front of City Hall, there's
What's wrong with you?
The problem ain't the flag.
Yes.
But then there's going to be people to put their hand up and say, I'm a descendant of Mexican Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see our flag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another state's flag. We're here. We're Americans. Mm-hmm. That hyphenate, you know, and you start getting into these very philosophical arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, for those of you that are just hearing this news, are you pleased that the Pride flag is going to finally fly in front of Fresno City Hall? Are you worried that this is a slippery slope, and do you wish that they had held off for the Unity Park at Eaton Plaza? 490-5858 is the number here. 800-776-5858. Lisa Basil and Philip Teresi in for Skip Echeverria on your Friday afternoon on KMJ.
It's a new era in news talk. Only on News Talk 580-1059 KMJ.
.223 on your drive home. Philip Teresi, Lisa Basil in for Skip Echeverria. Your calls at 490-5858. And coming up shortly, an event at Fresno City Hall with Mayor Jerry Dyer. A major change of direction in the flag controversy. The possibility of raising the Pride flag in honor of this month, Pride Month, had been brought up. The decision-making authority for who could raise what flags in front of Fresno City Hall was shifted through an act at the Fresno City Council.
Right.
And Mayor Dyer had suggested this Unity Park at Eaton Plaza. And the first thing that I saw when it was posted, literally the first comment that I saw was the one I anticipated. Separate but not equal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not City Hall.
Right.
that's just a place in the park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with that assessment. And at the same time, I want my city hall to continue to be the seat of my city government.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be a place of getting business done, hopefully more efficiently and at less expense to the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, when you get into the sorts of memorials and the sorts of recognitions that we do at the city, there's the law enforcement memorial.
Mm-hmm.
There's a veterans memorial.
Mm-hmm.
City Hall isn't hallowed ground, and it shouldn't be treated like hallowed ground.
Right.
But I think that it needs to always be the biggest possible umbrella.
Hmm.
And that's where the pride flag is a sticking point for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't perceive it as a celebration of self-recognition and survival and all of the things that came from the Stonewall riots.
Mm-hmm.
They see it as an in-your-face from people who aren't like them.
Mm-hmm.
Is the solution to the feeling of in-your-face to conclude June with raising multi-denominational religious flags after the pride flag is flown?
It's a good question.
The Unity Park would have been not a perfect solution, but something. But again, I have a really hard time being mad about a pride flag going up.
I know.
Got a couple of calls coming in on this. I want to talk to you guys. And if at all possible, we're also going to carry this press conference from downtown Fresno right now, checking in with our news partners to make sure we can get it hooked up. But in the meantime, let's hear from Bill at 490-5858. Bill, welcome to KMJ.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Bill?
Well, I happen to be listening to the topic of the gay pride flag being raised in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
And I, if I'm understanding correctly, they're asking or wanting it to be done at City Hall or a park. And my question is, I've never known very many city halls or parks at all to raise the Christian flag, which is representative of many Christian denominations throughout the world. So are they willing to do that as well, to represent the Christian faith, which many people believe and have rights and freedoms and hopefully equal rights to that as well? So, is Fresno considering that as well?
Well, Bill, so first of all, let me tell you how I feel. I don't have any problem with it. I think that when an occasion arises for observation, for celebration, as many people embracing that as possible is a beautiful thing. Now, let me ask you this, because right now I think that you already know that there's that whole separation of church and state thing. As soon as we raise a Christian flag in front of City Hall, you know who's going to come knocking, right?
True.
The church.
True.
Is,
I understand your point.
And how would you as a Christian feel seeing that big umbrella expanded to welcome the Church of Satan to Fresno?
They have that freedom under Constitution, don't they?
They do. And that's my question, because as soon as we let one faith in, and I have no problem with the Christian thing, man. I'm a fan. But as soon as we do that, you know that the pot stirrers are going to show up. Is it going to feel like a slap in the face when the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster wants equal billing?
That's my favorite one.
If one group of people, whether they would be Satan worshipers, whether they would be money worshipers, or whether they would be the gay pride community wanting to raise their flag, I think they, from my perspective as an American citizen being born here, they all have their freedom to do so, whether you disagree with it or not. And if one side is going to be slapping the other side, then that's, you know, that's kind of verbal abuse, and that's also kind of abusive language, one to the other side. And it shouldn't be. And unfortunately, it happens, but I don't agree with it. But I think overall, I think if we're going to start raising flags other than the American flag or our state flags, then I think everyone's entitled to raise their flags as well.
And Bill, I think you bring up a really good point. I think that's kind of what we're talking about here, too, is it's either all or nothing, right? Like, we have, if we're going to allow a flag that's not from the state, then we should allow all flags if that's what they're going for. Otherwise, we're going to start policing which groups get a flag. I feel like if we do the all flags, we're going to just have a city hall of flags, first of all. So that's just going to be interesting. That's kind of why I like the Eaton Park idea, is like, fly any flag and all the flags and let it be kind of a monument to flags.
490-5858 is the number, 800-776-5858. Standing by for a press conference from downtown Fresno, where Fresno Mayor Jerry Dyer will talk about the raising of the pride flag at Fresno City Hall. News time now with Aaron.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free. See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Basically, In God We Trust is our national motto, and it has been since it was signed into law in 1956 by then President Dwight Eisenhower. And In God We Trust is a reflection of our history, our heritage. It reflects our values and patriotism and faith. And it's been determined to be legal by numerous courts, and 131 cities in California have adopted the national motto and placed it in their chambers, as have 640 across the country.
Fresno City Councilman Gary Bredefeld talking to the Fresno Bee, May of 2017, when the city of Fresno was discussing and debating with possibly even greater passion the question of whether or not to put the words "In God We Trust" on the wall of the Fresno City Council chamber, a decision that ultimately was unanimously supported by the then sitting Fresno City Council. In God We Trust has been on the wall of the chamber since. If I recall correctly, Councilmember Bredefeld actually arranged for the entire cost of that installation to be privately supported.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so far as I know to date, not one atheist has burst into flame walking into the city council chambers. I haven't seen anybody driving Pastafarians or Muslims from town with peach switches. It's the national motto. It's on our currency. Mm-hmm. It's on the wall of the mm-hmm. council chamber. Mm-hmm. And it was super divisive.
Yeah. And that's one that you could actually, even though we know it originally originated with the Christian God, we can also then, you can allow it to be other faiths' God, because other faiths do have gods and other God. So even that is divisive, even though it incorporates so many people.
Exactly right. And so today, very soon, there will be a press conference in downtown Fresno. Mayor Dyer will be talking about I have to admit, I'm surprised.
I am too.
Because Jerry Dyer is not a person who makes ill-considered statements. Mm-hmm. He's not a knee-jerk guy. He didn't survive 25 years as the chief of police in a town like Fresno. No. by being a reactionary.
No, he's always been very good about speaking in public.
Well, and thinking very, really having thought through what he will say before he says it.
That's right.
To be perfectly honest, I expected that Unity Park at Eaton Plaza was going to be the last word on this, at least for the duration of Mayor Dyer's tenure.
Yeah. It was a safe lay, I thought. Safe bet. Compromise.
Yeah, exactly right. So to hear this reversal, to get a press release that is titled in 16-point sans serif font, pride flag to be raised at Fresno City Hall.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not mad about it. I'm thrilled, but there's a lot of people who aren't.
Sure.
Let's talk to Ray and see what he has to say about this. Ray, I appreciate you picking up the phone. Welcome to KMJ. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Philip. And I believe it's Linda, is it?
Close. Lisa.
Lisa, I'm sorry. Thank you for taking my call. I felt compelled to call on this topic. In fact, I was going to call during Ray's show, but there were so many calls and very limited time. So anyway, I'm glad you're discussing this topic. I live in Lemoore, a very conservative community. I've grown up in Lemoore all my life, and I'm proud of the community. I also happen to be gay, but I also happen to be of Portuguese descent, very conservative background, Catholic, Christian. I attend church on a weekly basis. I feel that it satisfies, satisfies strengthening my moral compass, values, considering others just as you would consider yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no problem with being gay. I came out at age 42. I'm now 63. But this idea of, and I'm sorry for getting wordy, but I support the idea of having flags at Unity Park. I've never been an in-your-face, bake me a cake or I'll sue you type of gay person. In fact, I don't really like using that. But if a person knows of me, which, you know, if the topic comes up, I no longer keep it a secret as I did until age 42. I now discuss it, but calmly, and I just happen to make people aware of it. And fortunately, I've been associated with people that take me into consideration rather than the label I'm given and my past actions and just knowing me over the years. And I've been very fortunate because I know some people that come out, they don't have the same kind of results. And I'm sorry for that, that their families reject them. Or they face, you know, intense dislike or hatred. I've never experienced that, and I believe it's just based on the person I was raised to be and the people that I associated with. I don't consider myself a part of the gay community. I am gay, but their ideas and my ideas don't really coincide. Again, I believe in more common sense ideas, more get along, let's get along rather than fight and divide. Let's unify. So I do support Unity Park and the idea of having the flags there. I believe this is a less controversial approach. And I support a more inclusive United States flag, which represents those of every ethnicity, religion, orientation, and non-destructive belief.
Ray, let me ask you something because you have a unique perspective because you're an unapologetically gay man. You've been out of the closet for as long as some of the people participating in this debate have been alive, and you've voluntarily taken a position of, I just want to be me and live my life. I don't want to be an advocate or a representative for an entire community, and I don't want to rattle cages.
Exactly.
And I appreciate that just because it's 180 degrees from my disposition of let me scream at you about how I feel. It's just very different to how I see the world. today there's going to be a kid who's 19 or 16 or 25 who's going to walk past Fresno City Hall and see that flag. And they're today they're living in a different world than the one that you grew up in or that I grew up in. Even if it's not the way we would do it, is it a net positive?
I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for the younger generation. And I did belong to a gay organization when I first came out. I made some contacts because I'm not a bar person at all. I don't like to drink. I wanted to meet people on a more normal, average basis. And this organization, Central California Alliance, which they disbanded about 10 years ago, they were based in Fresno. And they held dinners, speaking events. We even had the former Mayor Alan Autry, who was mayor at the time, speak at an event. And I noticed that the younger gays did not respond favorably to some of his comments, because he is very Christian.
Yes.
But the older gays, you know, they could relate, they could understand, and we did get some boos, but again, that was mostly from the younger generation, which tend to be a little more defiant. We've grown up in a time, just like people that grew up, like the Japanese that were in internment camps. I worked at a local bank, and some of the best customers were these Japanese that had been in internment camps, but they didn't carry a chip on their shoulders. I could say that I wish they were my family, and what they were through. And then listening to these programs, like listening to the program that the veterans from World War II speak that you have on the weekends, listening to what they went through, when things are bad, I think it's not as bad as it could be. And especially if we were born in another country, let's say North Korea or Arabia or Iran or Afghanistan. I have been to some, not those countries, but I have been to some countries that when I come back to the United States, I have a better appreciation for the freedoms that we have in this country. I'm sorry, wordy.
No, Ray, I'm...
Josh. No? Was it Ray?
Yeah, we're
it was
still talking
Ray.
To Ray.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my first day here.
Ray, I appreciate the wordiness because it's a different perspective, yeah. And it's an important one to hear. And I'll be honest, it's not what I was expecting, but I'm really glad that you called. And I'm sorry to cut you off there, but we're going to take a quick break here so that when we return, we can bring you Mayor Jerry Dyer from Fresno City Hall talking about this change in direction and the raising of the pride flag in the city of Fresno. .252 on KMJ, Philip Teresi and Lisa Basil. In for Skip Echeverria, enjoying a little family time this afternoon. And a press conference going on right now at Fresno City Hall. Mayor Jerry Dyer signaling a shift in policy and position based on feedback from the public. And we take you there now, live on KMJ.
Want to thank all of the media and for committing a tremendous divide in our community, quite honestly, much more of a divide than I ever thought it would create. Yesterday, I offered up what I thought to be a reasonable alternative to having a flag-raising ceremony at City Hall that, with the intent of unifying this community. However, what I did not realize was how this gesture would be received or perceived by many in the LGBT community. Although several folks have expressed appreciation for that attempt or that effort, I've had other conversations with folks that have expressed serious concerns. And so since that that time, I've had numerous conversations with members of the LGBTQ community, and many of those who have been friends of mine for decades. And I had those conversations yesterday evening. Offering up a Unity Park at Eaton Plaza as a free speech area, although appreciated by many, as I said, has been seen as a way to separate or to segregate the LGBT community from City Hall, which was never my intent. My intent was to bring people together, not to make people feel less important than they should. Earlier this morning, I had the privilege of being a part of the Pride flag-raising ceremony at Fresno City College with Dr. Carol Goldsmith. I heard story after story of how members of the LGBT community had felt marginalized, excluded, and not accepted by family, friends, and even churches. Perhaps the most moving was the story shared by Dr. Carol Goldsmith, who was asked by her parents to leave their home when they found out that she was gay. When the flag was raised this morning, I saw so many in the LGBTQ community, as well as family members who were standing with them, crying, almost as if they had been freed. And I felt that same emotion inside of me that generated a lot of tears, a moment in time I think I will never forget. A conversation I had last night with one of the members of the LGBT community said that this flag at City Hall, raised at City Hall, represents hope for those who have been misrepresented, misunderstood, and oftentimes underserved. He shared with me stories of members of his community who had lost their family and friends, youth who had committed suicide, who were gay or queer, and felt that they had not been accepted by their friends or their family or their community. This issue is really not a political issue. This is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It is a people issue. And I was elected to represent all of the people, the faith community, and the LGBTQ community. I have a heart for people, for all people. I love people right where they are, just as I do the homeless. And I can either say that or I can show that. I choose to show that, which is why I will be attending the Pride flag-raising ceremony at City Hall on June 11th at 10 a.m., just as I attended this morning at Fresno City College. I'm also asking, as a man of faith and as your mayor, for members of this community, regardless of your faith, your beliefs, or lack of faith, that you too would attend this event. Let us demonstrate our support, acceptance, and love of a community that oftentimes feels unsupported, unaccepted, and unloved. I really do believe in my heart that all of us need to listen more and judge less, myself included, as your mayor. And that's what I've been trying to do. Unity Park at Eaton Plaza will continue to be in existence once it's developed, but will complement flag-raising ceremonies at City Hall. It does not have to be an either-or. Unity Park at Eaton Plaza's new free speech area will be a continual reminder of our city's incredible diversity and serve as a potent symbol of its commitment to inclusion. I really do believe in One Fresno. The vision I have for this city is an inclusive, prosperous, beautiful city where people take pride in their neighborhood and their community. A government that listens, keeps its promises, and is owned by the people. Today, I want to demonstrate that inclusiveness. And I want to demonstrate that as the mayor, I have listened. This issue for me has never been about the pride flag. It really hasn't. I support our LGBTQ community and consulted with all of them on this decision. I want, more than anything, for us to be united as a city, but I understand this decision has a potential to further divide this community. But eventually, I'm hoping that people will come together. The concerns I've expressed since the beginning remain about groups seeking to raise objectionable flags at City Hall. For that reason, I believe the city manager should be given the sole discretion to decide which flags will be raised at City Hall. In fact, that was the original rule about groups seeking to raise objectionable flags at City Hall. For that reason, I believe the city manager should be given the sole discretion to decide which flags will be raised at City Hall. In fact, that was the original rule that we had in place before I asked the city council to establish a policy. Giving this authority to one person, the person responsible for running the city's government, will allow for consistency once an agreed-upon policy is developed, and members of this community will be consulted as we develop that policy. Again, I want to thank all of you for your patience throughout this process. Again, this has been a very divisive issue, and one that I believe in time will create unity in our community. And with that, I want to have Reverend Simon Biesel from the Woven Community Church please come forward. I'll take that off for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a historical moment that our city would raise the pride flag. However, this moment is not new. This flag is not new. For too long, this flag has been only welcome in certain communities, certain neighborhoods. It has been excluded, not just from our city institutions, not just our educational institutions, not just our faith communities, but even our own homes. And that flag represents people. And just as that flag has not been welcome, it's a symbol of how we have not welcomed individuals, our own people, our own citizens, our own students, our own teachers, our own administrators, our own congregants, and our own family. For too long, this flag has been a divisive symbol. And it's been a divisive symbol because of people from my tradition, from the Christian tradition. I'm grateful for the people who have stood behind and in front of this flag for generations. In our Christian tradition, we have a saying that we were blind, but now we see. And as a fellow Christian, I have witnessed this transformational moment in our mayor. And as somebody who has also had this moment of transformation, I admire it. It shows strength. We stand on the shoulders, graciously, of those who have been leading the LGBTQ community for years. I apologize as a Christian for the persecution, for how you have been ostracized, how you have been marginalized, how you have been treated less than. We as Christians, we as pastors have failed you. But let this mark a moment when we as a city change, that our eyes are open to see the power of love. Thank you.
Well, quite possibly the most surprising press conference to come out of Fresno City Hall in my lifetime.
That's powerful.
I don't think I've ever seen Jerry Dyer get that emotional.
Yeah.
Especially standing at a podium being prepared to make the remarks he was going to make. Guys, give us a call, 490-5858 or 800-776-5858. We want to hear from you on this. The pride flag is going to be raised in front of Fresno City Hall. Mayor Dyer with an emotional, heartfelt explanation for his change in position on this. Praise from one pastor, and I'm sure more to come.